Yeah. Hi, Dottie. Hey, good to see you.
Hi.
I'm going to take my mask off. How's your morning going?
Very well.
It's her birthday.
Today is the day, huh?
Yeah, today's the day.
Dottie, I remember when we celebrated your 90th. That was, I can't believe that was 4 years ago. Was that 4 years ago?
That's crazy.
Wow. Amazing. Well, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Good. You look good.
Thank you.
Hi, Damon. We're going to have a little birthday cake this morning later together. So.
And of course, the birthday cake has 0 calories, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad you're joining us, Dottie. We kind of have a nice little Bible study here. And it would be great to have you each week. We'd just love to have you a part. Hey, Dottie, can you say something so we can test our sound?
Hey.
Hi. Oh,
that's a lot better.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, we can hear you.
Good to see you.
Good job, Mom.
There we go. All right, we're going to let a few more people in here. Awesome. Good. We got Kay Glather, Bob Glather, Carol Gootbrod, and Ruth Post. Peggy, Bill and Peggy, I'm guessing, are behind that screen.
Yep.
Here we go.
We're here.
Good.
Partly here.
Yeah, partly.
Okay, now the rest are here.
He had to get our Bibles for us.
Just in case Bible study is going to use the Bible today.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
Yeah, Dottie's on the call.
Yes, wonderful.
Yep. Today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dottie. I sent you a card very early in the month, but happy birthday, Dottie.
Thank you.
Man, Dottie's how do you say that? You're celebrating the 4th anniversary of your 90th birthday. Is that...
Okay. We prefer to use the number 27 in multiples, but if you want to use 90, that's fine. She was like 27 again and again and again and again.
Oh boy.
Looking good, Dottie. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll give it a couple more minutes. I know Rick and Kathy are going to join us from the coast.
So the other Trudy, obviously there's a new Trudy Ewing in here. That's Tim, but I'm unsure if he has an audio or camera on the top I left, but we'll see.
So we're using a new computer here at Peace. We have a new laptop that just got worked up and as far as updates. And so I think things should work out really well for our study today. And they really have so far as well up to this point. I just want to give thanks to all. We have just a great team at our church when it comes to technology. Jonathan is here again. He's right next to me, about 4 or 5 feet away. And he helped, and he's been helping out each week. Also, Ron Motlock really worked on this computer to get it ready. And so that's, I want to give thanks to him and Oscar too. So just, it's great to have a team to kind of put all these pieces together. And we added Lindy and Diane.
Yes.
There morning. We go. Good morning.
Happy birthday, Dottie. Hi, Trudy.
Okay, say thank you. Now you're unmuted. Hi, Lindy.
Dottie, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and begin, everybody. Let's start with singing Happy Birthday to Dottie. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Yep. All right. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Well, I don't know if you heard any of that, but that's the best we can do, Dottie. You're very
we heard all of it. Thank you, guys. And I did a little video clip of her listening to you guys on Zoom. It was super cute.
Cool.
Who is that?
All right. So good to see all you guys. I'll have a couple announcements to share with you. And then if you have anything to share too, let's just take 5 minutes to share, just check in with one another. That's a really good part of just seeing each other each week. As far as prayer requests, I'm going to send some out today so everyone knows kind of what's going on at church and some of those up-to-date prayer concerns. The first is that Terry Davis, some of you remember Terry. We found out Thursday that Terry passed away. He had really had a lot of physical challenges, so many memories of so many people at our church that actually contributed and bring Terry to church, you know. Just so thankful for those Sundays in which he was here and people went and picked him up, and he really became a part of us. And so we can give thanks that he was here. He heard God's word, and it was just fantastic to have Terry here. We can give thanks for the peace that God offers for those who believe in his son, Jesus, in the midst of death. So I would also share with you that actually Ruth's on the call here. George's daughter Diana. So many of you know Diana. She oftentimes, at least once a month, worships with us. And by the way, she told me just recently she actually wants to join our church. So she's going to become a member. Her husband, George, also died. Ruth, do you want to add any details? It was just within the last couple days, I think you said.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if it was Wednesday or Thursday morning.
Okay.
I'm thinking Thursday morning.
Okay.
It had been he had a battle with cancer, multi-year. Yeah. So it was not sudden.
Did they live here in Philomath?
They live in Dallas.
Okay.
Yep. But they come down for church. And so, you know, we know Diana pretty well. We'll uplift them in prayer. Also, Carla, I can't remember if I shared with this group latest information last Sunday. She really, after her surgery, actually, I don't think I did. She had a scary 3 or 4 days, and we didn't really have communication with her. Tony's not down there, so there was no way to really get clear communication on what was happening. We know that she was intubated, and she was getting help breathing. This was from, say, Saturday to Tuesday, and Amanda, the daughter, was getting information, but only secondhand from a nurse. Well, we found out Wednesday she is on the road to recovery, which is good, so that's something to really keep in prayer. She made it through the surgery, really did have a downward time, but she's making progress, and she is battling an infection inside as well. So that's part of it, but she's got an antibiotic and she is improving day by day. So that's good news. Excellent. Well, you too, is that Peace is going to be continuing our pattern of worship through the month of February, in which we have online offerings and also a drive-in service at 11 a.m. We are targeting March 7th, Sunday, March 7th, as the beginning of in-person in the sanctuary church. So we're no longer saying, hey, we're going to wait a little longer, and we're really targeting with great anticipation and hope March 7th. So that's kind of the way things look moving forward for worship. Trudy.
Will you still offer a hybrid model? I have to say, will you still offer an online recording?
Yeah, really good question. So what would happen to our online offering at Peace come March 7th? We will also shift at that time to live stream worship. We're all set for that. The technology is all in place. So if you were to stay home, you'd simply be, it'd be like you're here. You're just at home and you'd watch the service live. If you miss the service, it'll be cataloged on the website or Facebook so that you could come back and watch it, you know, Sunday evening or Monday, that sort of thing as well. So that's the plan. Yep. We're going to keep our online offering every weekend, pretty much from here on out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything that you'd like to share with the group? Anything going on in your life?
Well, a friend of mine had knee surgery on Thursday. My friend Lynn, she has come to church once or twice. This is like her fourth or fifth surgery for a variety of things in the last few years, but this is probably going to be the last one. So I just want to uplift prayers for her speedy recovery too.
Lynn.
L-Y-N-N-E. Thank you.
Yep. Good to see you, Joan. Joan McDonald, we can see you and probably hear you too.
Oh, there's Rick. Yeah.
No, it's not Rick.
Oh, yeah, it's you.
Rick, I hope, is on his way back from the coast.
Oh, I just assumed it was Rick.
I don't know why it put his name up there all of a sudden on my computer, but anyway.
Oh, and yeah. John.
But, it's snowing here at my house.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
I just saw an email from my brother. He said they had about 8 inches of snow in Germany, but they're supposed to there.
Well, they've been digging on Sunday through off and on all week.
Yeah,
so,
I read that.
So I was surprised. I'm sitting here and it's coming down, but it's very wet, although it's pretty
wet.
I don't think it's going to stick, but it does make things a little bit more treacherous here. So. I hope he's on his way.
Yeah.
From the coast.
So if it gets to Kathy, if it gets to a point where there's good sledding, just text me.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I need to find the video of Colin and Morgan sledding from the top of our driveway it was like an insert thing in the from the back of an old pickup truck that Colin had, and they sled all the way down, and I believe that they hit the garage. So it was good. So
where do you go?
I'll try to find that.